Now let me read verse 1. Again David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David rose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts that dwelleth between the cherubims. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart. Now that's where David made his mistake. Somebody said, well, the Philistines did it and they got away with it. They got away with it because they were ignorant. You know, light creates responsibility. Now, I'm not going to argue with you today about the heathen out in Africa, but I would like to argue with you about the heathen in Los Angeles and the heathen in your town, because they can hear the gospel, and their responsibility is great. And if you turn your back on Jesus Christ, my friend, may I say to you, you can argue about the heathen all you want to, but when you turn your back on Jesus Christ, you are lost and doomed and judged and go to an eternal hell. That's the teaching of the Word of God. Now, you may not like it, but if you don't like it, you ought to move out of this universe into another one, because this is God's universe. He's made the rules. He says it's this way. This is, I think, very important for us to note here. Now, let me move on. He's doing this in a wrong way now. He brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah, and Uzzah and Ahio, the son of Abinadab, drave the new cart. Now, the ark was back in the instructions that were made for it. It had four rings on it, two on each side. Staves were put between those rings. And on the wilderness march, the Kohathites came and put that ark on their shoulders. And they carried that ark through the wilderness. That's God's instruction today for you and me. I sometimes wonder why he doesn't get a better instrument than I am and why he doesn't write the gospel in the sky today. But Jesus Christ has to be carried through this world on the shoulders of those that are his own. That is God's way of doing it. That's his way here. And David's wrong, and he's so wrong. He's going to get in trouble, as God's people always get in trouble when we do it wrong. What is said here, verse 5, and David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps, on psalteries, timbrels, cornets, and on cymbal. I want to tell you, David was a musician. He believed in having a lot of music, and they're bringing up the ark with a great deal of music. Now, when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. The anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. Now, that's pretty serious. You say, well, that's a small breach of conduct for such extreme punishment. It so affected David that it stopped the procession. And the ark is now left in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite here. And David was rather angry with the Lord. Will you notice? But God was angry also. God was angry because he's doing it in the wrong way. Verse 8, and David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon us, and he called the name of the place Perez-Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day. And you and I do well to be afraid of him, friends. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And a great many people need to recognize that. God's going to judge. I do not know about you, but I'm a little weary of hearing all this love, love, lovey-dovey stuff. Sure, God is love, and sure, God loves you. But my friend, you can go on in sin. You can turn your back on him. And my friend, you're lost. There's no way out of it. There's no other alternative. No man cometh to the Father but by me, said the Lord Jesus. David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him unto the city of David, but David carried it aside unto the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Now it was told King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom unto the city of David with gladness. And how is he going to bring it up now? On the shoulders of the priests. Verse 13, it was so that when they that bare the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was girded with a linen ephod. Now, I know that there are going to be a great many eyebrows arched at this statement, but I didn't put it in the Word of God. God did this. David danced by himself. This hasn't anything in the world to do with sex. Any kind of a dance today, and I do not care how you try to cover it up with culture and refinement, every dance today is a sex dance. This is a dance of worship. Now, if you could have that kind, I'd be for it, but I don't think you can have it, my friend. I don't find people in love with God like this man David is here. And David is rejoicing before God. I personally would just like to see a few more people rejoicing and praising God today. Not concerned about the dancing, we'll talk about that later. But this business of long faces and coming in, God doesn't like it, my friend. He says, come into my presence with joy. And David is coming in with joy. You may be sure of that.